Holistic Dental Care, The Complete Guide to Healthy Teeth and Gums by Nadine Artemis. Narrated by Kate Marson. Published by North Atlantic Books. Medical Disclaimer. The following information is intended for general information purposes only. Individuals should always see their healthcare provider before administering any suggestions made in this book. Any application of the material set forth in the following pages is at the reader's discretion and is his or her sole responsibility. Foreword. Every once in a while, a book comes along that's fun to read and can make a difference. This is such a book. As a holistic dentist practicing for over 25 years, I thought I had read or seen just about everything written about dentistry. I was very pleased when Nadine asked me to write a foreword for her book. Knowing her products, I felt that this could be a good thing. Being somewhat tired of reading books about teeth, I put this off for a few weeks. Finally, on a rainy day, I picked it up. What a surprise! I found myself transported into a tour of the mouth in a way that hasn't happened in a long time. It was great. I felt like I was on a small boat sailing through the oral cavity for the tour of my life. The writing and the accuracy of her work will make you appreciate your mouth all the more. The discussion of the meridians involving teeth is important material that most books don't mention, yet it is significant because knowing this can help you with many problems in the rest of your system. For instance, if you go to the dentist with a pain in your lower first molar, your dentist could tell you that there is nothing wrong with the tooth. You'll find out that this is a digestive problem, and once it is corrected, the tooth pain will be gone. You'll learn about the mouth as an ecosystem that is part of the larger system of the body. Nadine's knowledge of healing methods is truly inspiring. There are many natural ways to keep your mouth healthy that also spill over into general good health. The techniques and materials that Nadine talks about are the best for making sure your mouth stays healthy. Her comments regarding regeneration are some of the best I've seen. There is one problem with this book. If you follow Nadine's advice, I won't get the chance to do lots of restorative therapy for your mouth, since you won't need it. Yours in health, Victor Zenas, DDS, MS, FAGD. Introduction. If you are like me, raised in contemporary North American culture, you've been told since you were a toddler about the importance of brushing your teeth and visiting the dentist for a twice-a-year checkup. Your parents showed you how to brush, hopefully, and if they were diligent, they may even have showed you how to floss. By the time you were a teenager and had the hang of it, you may have already had cavities and other dental issues, especially if you ate a typical teenager's diet. What I discovered in my research on dental self-care, having teeth, this is a subject that interests me greatly, is that we were not really set up for successful oral care as children, and the reason is simple. Our parents, even our dentists, were less than knowledgeable about how to care for and feed our teeth and gums. Even if we brushed, flossed, and went to the dentist every 6 months as prescribed, we still got cavities and maybe even had root canals, extractions, and other invasive procedures. We did the best we could without knowing the whole story. When you became an adult and no longer had your parents to take you to the dentist's office, you probably made excuses to avoid the dental chair. I did. It seemed better to not know what was going on in my mouth. Perhaps I was instinctively rebelling against orthodontic contraptions, my nose cautious about the antiseptic ethers, and my mouth recoiling from the strange taste of fluoride, metal, and foam. Yet, without wisdom serving my rebellion, my avoidance led to oral entropy, and hence made a trip to the dentist inevitable. I also grew up thinking that one needs medical doctors to take care of the body and dentists to take care of the mouth. So, like many people, I believed that the mouth was separate from the rest of the body. As I became aware of this curious disconnect between how we think about the mouth and body, I was struck by the way Western medicine and dentistry treat the symptoms instead of the sources or causes of body imbalances. This system of treating symptoms creates a perpetual loop of appointments, medications, surgeries, scaling, bridges, crowns, and fillings that never question or fix the core underlying causes of the imbalance. Treating the decay instead of correcting the sources may explain the statistic that 90% of 60-year-olds have 63% of their teeth missing, filled, or decayed. Thankfully, the light went bright, and I unearthed myself from this deeply embedded cultural mouth-body split. I began to understand and feel the inherent, innate desire of the body to recalibrate and regenerate, and I knew that must include the teeth. Perhaps you already have a good sense of what works in oral care. You may have had your mercury fillings removed. You may know about the dangers of fluoride, and you may love to floss. As a good oral care ambassador in pursuit of oral care self-sufficiency, you know the worthiness of each tooth, so naturally you are surprised when you receive reports from your dentist of receding gums or a cavity. So now what? You can avoid the dentist without ignoring your teeth. You can bypass the dentist's office, not because you are afraid to go, but because you understand your oral ecology and you are free of decay. All you need is a little more wisdom, and you can keep your teeth strong and beautiful and avoid dental stress. It is a matter of learning a few new habits and a new daily maintenance routine that involves some simple at-home procedures that your childhood dentist knew nothing about. In the pages that follow, I will give you step-by-step instructions for creating new oral care strategies and eliminating ineffective old ones so you can build stronger and healthier teeth, gums, saliva, and enamel. I will take you on a tour of your mouth, familiarizing you with the intricate relationship between the internal and external factors that influence the health of your mouth. You will understand healthy oral ecology and learn how to rid your mouth of active decay with practical steps that feed your teeth and serve your entire body. When you put this newfound wisdom into practice, you will feel your saliva re-enameling your teeth, you will feel your gum pockets strengthening around each tooth, and you will wake up with fresh breath, ready to kiss the day. Even if you still visit the dentist now and then, this book will help you make informed decisions about the long-term health of your mouth. Chapter 1. The Invisible Toothbrush. We have been taught to brush twice daily, floss, and get checkups to prevent tooth decay. Yet the staggering number of cavities, crowns, root canals, and extracted teeth confirm that something is missing from our oral care. Although there is a plethora of fluoride treatments, mouthwashes, and periodontal promises, there has been more dental decay in the past 100 years than in any previous century. The main perception of dentists and dental schools is that sugar and acids sitting on the teeth are the cause of tooth decay. This pervasive and persistent theory, called the acidogenic theory, was established as the norm at a meeting held by the International Association of Dental Research in the 1940s. At this pivotal meeting, acid erosion was declared the official cause of cavities, leaving all the other systemic theories that were presented as fringe. Times are changing. Dentistry is at the dawn of understanding that there is a relationship between the mouth and the metabolism of the rest of the body. Researchers have demonstrated correlations between oral health and the body's overall health. Based on 40 years of research, Dr. Reinhard Voll, the father of electrodermal screening, which is now referred to as electroacupuncture, estimated that 80% of all illness is related to decay in the mouth. He reasons that since teeth are connected to every organ and gland via the bloodstream, any infection that the mouth harbors affects our overall health. Mind your mouth. We now know that the mouth is a portal to the body's inner sanctum, the brain. The health of the mouth is connected to the health of the brain. In 1958, the dentist Dr. Ralph Steinman began to question the acidogenic theory of oral decay. He was inspired by revolutionary dental texts from the 1800s that estimated the presence of lymph circulation inside the tooth. What intrigued Steinman was his personal experience of the interconnectedness of the body. His debilitating asthma was cured by avoiding processed foods and sugar.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?